you know, and all on just my leg, that just to aggravate, bait, you know, to get at something. That's all that was. So after we got broke up from, you know, needing from calling one over, the crackers, reading aches and things like that, we didn't have no more trouble. Yeah. You see how that just came.
Okay.
But that's what we got to love, that everybody, right. We all people.
I agree with the people.
We all people go when they, I cut my thing and my blood is just as red as yours. So we all people. Mm-hmm. But that's what, you know, we tried to teach our children. And we did get along just fine with
that's
our
good.
Integration.
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm. And this school that we are in the Tri-County, up there, they say they had a little trouble, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They went around snow for the first about 2 weeks. Now they're just like long spine. But now that's what we all got to learn to teach the dear body is human being.
I gotta watch that thing to make sure I don't run out. Okay, now, if you had something, or a man had something and his son broke it, like his fishing rod or something, you might say that the man got awfully what? Awfully?
Droop. But now...
If he's upset that somebody broke something of his, you might say that he got real...
angry?
Uh-huh. Or some other words for something like that.
Real mad. Upset.
Okay. Okay, say you've been working hard real hard all day, and by night time you might say that you were just what?
Tired.
Okay.
Just beat.
Okay. Any other things for that? Because we all get that way.
And I know when this most of the time I come and I say, oh, I'm gonna get beat today.
Yeah. Okay. School nurse might send a little boy home because why would you send him home, the nurse? Because
say that again, please.
Why might like little boy sent home from school by the nurse? The nurse would call and say, I'm sending him home because
he's ill.
Okay.
I'm sick.
Okay. And
he had to have fever, you know, or something.
And how would you say, like, he is becoming sick? What would you call that?
He's becoming sick.
Like, would you say he took sick or he got sick or what? What would you say? He have any?
Well, he could have been sick when he left home.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Because sometimes, you know, if you really want to go to school, they go to school sick and they'll tell the parents. And then after you get to school, you know, sometimes they just do make it and get off the bus. And you have to turn right around and take him home. But maybe the mother knew he was sick, but he still wanted to go to school and she just left him.
Yeah,
let him
sure.
So I would say that when your little boy got here, he took real sick.
Okay.
He's not feeling well. He brought him back home.
If a person got feeling real sick down here, you might say, what might you say?
Well, his stomach is hurting. Maybe it could be his appendix or, you know, something else. It's very warmy.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, say that little doctor seems so good, you know, tell nobody.
Okay. What do you call, I don't know if they do this around here or not, but what do you call it? It's a real noisy celebration after a wedding that they do at the bride and groom's house after the thing right before the honeymoon.